Hello, this is Craig Hall with the Ledger LCJ podcast for Friday. And we thank you for joining us. As we mentioned, today is Friday, November 26, 2021. This is the 330th day of 2021. Only 35 days left in the year. Here's your today's corny joke of the day. How did the barber win the race? He knew a shortcut. Get it? Shortcut. For those of you who can't make it to Jinx Friday, Ledger will live stream the Puddle and Tuttle game with the broadcast starting shortly before kickoff at 7 p.m. You can watch the game on either the Ledger Facebook page at facebook.com/Hebron Ledger or the LaFleur County Journal Facebook page at facebook.com/LaFleurCountyJournal.com or on YouTube at https://www.youtube.com/C/CraigHall2021. We will post links online on our social sites to make it easier to follow along. If you have not noticed, we're bringing LaFleurCountyJournal.com back to life, and we will publish our first e-edition this weekend. This will give us the publication during the week and also the weekend. At this time, the weekend will only be an e-edition and not be printed, depending on the response of our readers. If you think we should have a printed weekend edition totally different from Ledger, share your thoughts with us. In news, retailers are expected to usher in the unofficial start to the holiday shopping season Friday with bigger crowds than last year in a closer step toward normalcy. But the fallout from the pandemic continues to weigh on business and shoppers' minds. Buoyed by solid hiring, healthy pay gains, and substantial savings, customers are returning to stores and splurging on all types of items. But the spike has also resulted in limited selections across the board as suppliers and retailers have been caught flat-footed. The top two football teams in Class 4A, Puddle and Tuttle, will meet in one of the two Class 4A semifinals at 7 o'clock tonight at Jinx High School's Allen Trimble Stadium. Winner will advance to next week's championship game at UCO against the winner of the Clinton and Elk City game. Oklahoma shot at its seventh straight Big 12 title is in jeopardy heading into Saturday's game at Oklahoma State. If Baylor beats Texas Tech and Oklahoma loses to Oklahoma State, Oklahoma will fall short of the title game and the streak will end. If Oklahoma wins, there will be a rematch with Oklahoma State for the championship the following week. We'll have another beautiful day today. In LaFleur County, clear skies, a high of 57, a low of 34. Thursday's high was 50 with a low of 21. Sunrise is at 7:04 a.m. Sunset is at 5:07 p.m. Average temperatures for the day are a high of 58 and a low of 38. Records for the date were a high of 80 in 1965. The record low was 21 in 1975. 1 year ago, on November 26, 2020, the high was 66 with a low of 36. On this date in history, in 1941, U.S. Secretary of State Cordell Hull delivered a note to Japan's ambassador to the United States, setting forth U.S. demands for lasting and extensive peace throughout the Pacific area. Same day, a Japanese naval task force consisting of six aircraft carriers left headed toward Hawaii. In 1825, the first college social fraternity, the Kappa Alpha Society, was formed at Union College. In 1917, the National Hockey League was founded in Montreal, succeeding the National Hockey Association. In 1933, a judge in New York ruled the James Joyce book Ulysses was not obscene and could be published in the United States. In 1950, China entered the Korean War, launching a counteroffensive against soldiers from the United Nations, the U.S., and South Korea. In 1973, President Richard Nixon's personal secretary, Rosemary Woods, told the federal court she'd accidentally caused part of the 18.5-minute gap in a key Watergate tape. In 2000, Florida Secretary of State Katherine Harris certified George W. Bush the winner over Al Gore in the state's presidential balloting by a 537-vote margin. Today's birthdays are impressionist Rich Little, who is 83, and singer Tina Turner is 82. We ask that you please check out our weekly, our newsletter, hebrewledger.substack.com. This is our free Friday edition, so everything's available. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. And please share this with anybody you think might be interested. If you or your business want to sponsor one of our sections, email Craig at HebrewLedger.com or call 918-653-2425 to get started. We're trying to increase our subscribers and need your help. Our goal is a minimum of 1,000 for either our newsletter at HebrewLedger.substack.com or our e-edition at HebrewLedger.com. We'll add the FloorCountyJournal.com once we get started. Cost is less than a meal at any restaurant. Your support of a locally owned and operated business is both very important and appreciated, and we appreciate your support. We thank you. Hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend, and we will talk to you again later.